I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Ramadan, the 30-day Muslim holiday of fasting and prayer, started on Thursday, April 23rd. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says it's an important time for Christians to pray for Muslims to know Jesus as Savior.
They're thinking about their eternal future, and Ramadan is one of the ways that they earn points, if you will, to get on Allah's good side. So I think that with the combination of what Ramadan is about, and also just this pandemic that's gripped our world and the fear that has gripped us, I think Muslims are going to be even more open during this Ramadan. This could be a Ramadan where more Muslims come to Jesus than ever before. And so that's why I think that prayer this Ramadan is more important than any other.
Frontiers is offering a 30-day Ramadan prayer guide at missionnews.org. And Yemen has more people facing death, hunger, and disease than any other nation. It's a country known for war and violence, yet God is doing some incredible things. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
In Yemen, everyone's considered a Muslim, and following Christ could get you the death penalty. Through a secure connection, Yemeni believers told me what God is doing in their country. They say Yemen's war and humanitarian crisis are shaking foundations that people have stood on for centuries. For security purposes, I can't specify the methods, but Christians are taking great risks to share their faith. Yemeni believers say they experience the effects of war just like everyone else, but they know God hasn't forgotten them. They're asking us to remember them too. Pray Yemen's secret believers will experience God's power and grace in these dark times. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional for women written by women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.